It's the Blue Jays and the Brewers at Miller Park on Tuesday. Eric Thames originally drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays. There you go. Blue Jays draw first blood in the top of the second. Bases are loaded.
Pitch. Swinging a line drive over a leaping Orlando Arcia. One run's going to score, and that's going to be it. The bases will remain loaded. A run is in. There is still nobody out. The pitch. Bouncer hit towards third, and nice play there by Bautista, and the return throw in time to double up Pena. Talking about Travis Shaw. Jose Bautista made a dandy there to start that 5-4-3 double play. Swinging a drive to center. This is trouble, and it is going to be gone for Morales. Kendrys Morales just hit a two-run shot off Jimmy Nelson. Big two-out home run for Morales. That's his eighth of the year, and no doubt about that one. 1-1 delivery. For VR, here it is. Swinging a bouncer hit to right, a base hit. Two runs are going to score. And it is now a 4-3 game. Jonathan VR hit one in the right field. Down by one now with VR aboard.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on, hit in the air to right. Playable for Alford. In towards the line, makes the catch. And Ryan Tepper and the Blue Jays get out of trouble in the seventh. No runs, no hits, and two left for the crew.
Blue Jays edge the Brewers 4-3, winning back-to-back road games for the first time all season. The Brewers dug themselves an early 4-0 hole, but were able to come back to make it a one-run game, but can never quite push across that winning run. Here is manager Craig Counsell on Milwaukee's 4-3 loss to the Blue Jays on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I give them credit. They pitched well. You know, I thought they, you know, their guy was good for, you know, the first four innings. He was tough on us for sure. And then, you know, our big inning, we had a shot. You know, we had Bronny and Travis up there, and you know, the Barnes did a nice job. A nice job against them.
Are we seeing Braun sort of shake the rust off in real time after the layoff?
Yeah, I mean, he's not swinging it like he's capable of right now, but he'll get there.
Their bullpen, you know, we obviously haven't seen much of just those couple games early, and you guys had the lead then. You just didn't do much against them. You had trouble making contact against them.
Look, Joe Smith's been a pretty good reliever for a long time. He had a real nice inning. You know, we had a chance against the pair. Got a runner in scoring position. You know, Barnes did a really nice job too. And you know, Osuna was a good pitcher. So, you know, we put some runners on against a couple guys, but you know, they did a nice job.
Who'd you think of Jimmy?
I mean, I thought Jimmy was he did good. He made the, you know, the kind of a bad pitch to the wrong guy, the guy that can really hurt him. You know, and it turns out he did a great job working out of that inning in the second, just, you know, only giving up two runs. I thought he did a real nice job working out of that inning. So, you know, the home run to Morales ended up hurting.
Craig, was this more of a kind of what you've been looking for VR? He was kind of a pest to them in a couple of situations tonight on the bases.
Well, I mean, you know, the big thing for Johnny is just get on base. I mean, that's, you know, number one. More than the stolen bases or anything like that, you know, be on base. That alone will cause distraction for the other team. So when he's on base, getting on base two times a game, you know, that's going to, you know, I think, and putting Eric and Ronnie and Travis in situations where, you know, the other team's got to defend kind of the steal and make pitches, that's what we're looking for.
Do you think that's the best Neftali's throwing the ball for a long
time? He threw the ball well today. It was good. You know, but part of this is I was trying to look to get him out there for another inning. I think that helps guys sometimes when you can kind of go back out there after, especially you have a good inning, you can go back out there and kind of cement that. So hopefully this is part of getting, you know, him on the right track and getting him going.
Are you impressed with Bautista? He's not, you know, certainly not a regular third baseman. And he looked pretty good in a couple of plays out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's played a ton of third base in his life, so It's not...
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he did fine.
Matt Garza goes for the Crew on Wednesday as he opposes Marcus Stroman.